We're holding here Amud Kuf Zayin, and he's in the middle of explaining once again the Maima of B'yot Chazaka V'zorei Netuya Meir Gadol Meizah Meivsim, and he gives another Mahalach. And let me explain. He'll summarize himself a little bit at the end. The common denominator is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bearing down on Mitzrayim, he wasn't just looking for like targets and find this target, that target, the other target. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking to strike at the heart of Mitzrayim, at the heart of the Bria, to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. It's not enough just to say, you know, there was Dam, there was Makkas, there was this. We're trying to find where is it that this represents Ki'ilu, the Teichen of it. This is Ki'ilu touching on the main Nekudas of it. That is the point. So now you're going to say a different Pshat, but the common denominator to Pshatim is that it arranges the Makkas in a Tzura of... It's taking apart the Bria at its heart, not just Stam finding targets and pounding away. Kuf Yitzayin on the left side of the bottom. Omnom, in Tirtzai Mefirsha Maim Azer, Ka Nimtsoyim Bechlal Yishem Shtei Dvar. Nimtsoyim and the Bria have two facets. Hachoyme Vatsura. This the Maral says a lot of times, it's old, it's not the Maral, it starts with the Maral, it starts with Kadmoinim, it starts with the Dodo Chachmos of the Soilom. Everything can be described in its particular Metzius, and the surah that it has on it. First, let's take a very simple example. It's a little bit more of a sophisticated example. The simple example for form and matter is a statue. Statue is made out of stone. Stone gets carved into a figure of somebody. So a stone sculpture of somebody consists of two things. The stone, which gives it its Metzius. An idea, a picture of somebody without stone, if it's not on stone, it has no substance to it. A piece of stone itself has no form to it, so stamping a form onto a material produces a metzias. That is the simplest muscle for form and matter. A more subtle muscle for it is that the tree itself has a... If I take an apple, so there's the apple that I have here is the particular Homer. It's the apple as a thing. Apple as a concept. In other words, everything that an apple has in it, the taste, the flavor, the smell, the physical properties of it, is the surah of apples. So this apple in itself is the particular piece is chaymer, and it has a tzura which includes all the facets that apples have in common. So chomer and tzura, everything in this world can be distinguished between chomer and tzura. There is the thing as it exists, and then there is the tzura that it bears on it. That is the basic configuration of everything in the world. Omnam. Things that exist have two properties. Hachoyme v'atzura. V'romzu chachomda v'zeh ba'omram. Kol ma shebara kashbrochu b'olam is zochen nekeva b'rom. Everything that kashbrochu in this world was zochen nekeva. Ki hazochu atzura unekevi hachoyme. This is a lot of times mentioned that it means... let's take... The old picture used to be that the woman has the woman carries an egg, which is something of substance. It has a metzias. The zera gives it a tzura. It shapes it and gives it a tzura. That was the simple understanding of how it worked. But more than that, the active element in society is the man. That's the zacha. The woman is what gives it a metzias, a practical metzias. The husband earns a living, makes the money, brings it home. In the wife's hand, it becomes bread and shirt and so on. That is the tzura of Zochen Akeva. So Zochen Akeva is always the Vuhu Yimshol Bach, means that the Zohar is the tzura that places its metzias onto Chaimer. So just like, for instance, if a person has is a leader and he has an idea, he has a concept how he wants to run a society, the idea and the concept is the tzura. Somebody needs to be ruled. In other words, a person having this phenomenal idea how to run a society, but if there's no society that's accepting it, then it doesn't exist. So in order for a person to run a society, you need his concept or idea, and that would be the tzura, and you need a society that accepts and takes it on, that would be the chayma. So zachar and nekeva, being that the zachar is the active and the nekeva is the passive, the nekeva is Ishak, she has her own daila, and so on. Her metzias is that she melds herself to her husband's and becomes one. Everything in the world is created zachar and nekeva, that's what he means. Everything in the world has two components. There's the metzias part of it, it's the chaymer, and then there is another example, it says the mashal, oisis perchus ba'avir. When you burn a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah, the Divrei Torah themselves are intangible and they don't particularly need a Sefer Metzias. But they don't become a part of this world until they're not on a Sefer Torah written. That's Choma and Tzura. Kazocha Tzura Kiva Choma. V'dova ze yedua. V'choma eino rak haschola. Ki atzura yeshlem stimsa. Chomer is the starting point. In other words, this is what needs to be shaped. So you start with the thing, and the tzura stamps it with its shape and form. Ve'ein nimtza ba'olam shein chomer tzura. There is nothing in the world that doesn't have that. V'hu yisparach hamizavik amchaba isem kecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaberet v'chiburo shalahem inyam b'fnei atzmai. This is a gevaldik avar. There's an oimik here that's very, very... That people don't have easily. Chaimer and Tzura are two different things. For instance, the fact that an apple carries all of the characteristics of an apple, its taste, its smell, its texture, and so on, is not so pashut. The fact that a human being carries all the inyan of neshama, the fact that Klai Yisrael carries all the inyan of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not an easy one. How does something abstract like a tzura become chal on Azalei material? One of the ploim of in my mind of the metzias is if a person takes a look and says you can pass on the gene for blue eyes to a child. A color is a physical thing. Genes are physical, and it's complex, but it's not impossible to understand that there should be a little chemical that says that produces another chemical that produces blue. Well, you know, doable. But how do you produce? You have a father who is very, very personable, and the child is also personable. You see that tchunis that are not physical tchunis get passed on. Children are similar to parents, and yet, how does the concept of personability, shyness, introvert, extrovert, encode itself in a physical metzias? It's not something that seems to be possible to do. The same way that the chibur of Zohar Nekev is a difficult chibur, because two things that are not similar should not be able to link together. Something that is of a different metzias, like oil and water, it won't stick together. The morale clears a lot. Most of the time, people stick easier to people that are similar to them. For instance, athletic people enjoy the company of other athletic people. Musical people find it easy to be together with musical people. People who are mathematicians bond easily with people who are mathematicians. The teva dvarim is you mischab with somebody similar to you. Zachar and Akeva are be'etzim, in so much as they are Zachar and Akeva, they're opposites. So how is that chibur created? Doesn't seem to be reasonable that it should become one family when you have two opposites that are two things that are be'etzim, not the same. Isha is a makabel, and the zocher is a noisen. Mashpia, she's a mushpas. He's a baita kalo. Her mitzvah. So on that nekuda, he says Akadosh Baruch Hu is the mechaber mezavik. And let me explain that, because there's the Maral says later he's being meram is at a very fine nekuda. If two things were coming, for instance, let's say I had to take two things and put them together to have no shaykhs with each other. If I were to take rubber and, I don't know, something else, and wood, and try to put it together, doesn't go that well together. Fine. But let's say I take water, I split it into oxygen and hydrogen, and I have a vial of oxygen and a vial of hydrogen. And now I try to put it together. Somebody comes along and says, Mechatesi can go together. As I tell you, because they came from one Sherish. Obviously, if I would have found just oxygen and hydrogen in the air, and I say, you know, I wonder what recipe you could make for putting both together. So they say, you know, I don't know, they're very different elements. Mechatesi and Sherish each other. But if I started with water and I split them into two, then Bal Korchach, they're from one Sherish. These are two halves of one Sherish. Zoch and Akeva were created one, and so the Pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam that you can split into Zoch and Akeva. It's not the Pshat created Zoch and Akeva, and then the ultimate Shatran said, you know, we might even make a Shidduch out of them. It started the other way around. There was one barrier that had in itself Zoch and Akeva, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu split the two. Then Avarat Shatran was out of them because the Be'etzim came from one Sherish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the midah that's attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yudkei Vavkei, we'll see in a second, is the midah that is mechaber things that are very distinct. Ayesha Shalom Bim Raimav, by Barad it says, Yidatem Ki Hashem Elikim, because Barad was Eish and Mayim as Halech. Ayesha Shalom Bim Raimav, between Mechoel and Gavril, between Eish and Mayim, all opposites come together because in the Sheirish, everything came from one Sheirish, and in the Sheirish was one, it wasn't opposite. So Bal Korchach, anything that came from one thing has to come together. Those inyonim that are Zoch and Akeva come together because they came from one Sheirish Be'etzim. So the Metzias works, everything in the world has on itself a Tzura and Chayma, and the zivuk together, the fact that a chayma can be mislabish on a tzura. A person, take a look, one of the Chachmei Olam once had the following insight. If you take a picture, take a person imitating somebody else. Take Reuven, and he's imitating Shimon. Reuven doesn't look like Shimon. Put Reuven down next to Shimon, they look differently. Reuven puts his hat at a certain angle. And then he smiles in a certain way, and then he holds the cigarette in a certain way, and all of a sudden you see Shimon. At what point did Reuven get another tzura? The metzias of a chayma being mizdavik with a tzura is the metzias of the world, and each and everything that we have is distinguished by both, but it needs both. So if we're talking about destroying Lamashal, take Amalek for instance. Timcha Zecha Amalek means, you always want, it says, Loi Tishkach Timcha Zecha Amalek. You're telling me not to forget, to destroy his memory. If you want to destroy his memory, then forget it. Manavshah. If we forgot Amalek already, let's say we wouldn't have read Parashat Zecha, and we forget it. So again, that's the finish with Amalek. And Shalom my soul, why do we every year read it again, remember to forget him? What's the pshat in that? The teretz is, it says Timcha Zecha Molek. Molek physically, just like a personal marshal, can have a traumatic experience. The experience itself, the physical experience of being in a crash is gone, but the Zecha, the Tzura of it is still there. Amalek physically could not be here, could be gone, but as long as the Zecher is still there, his Tzura is still there, then you weren't Mekayim, it's Mechia. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out to destroy Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was destroying it on all three Dagas. on the Chaimesh Aboy, that there exists no Mitzrim, that Surah of Mitzrayim doesn't exist, and even the Chibur, that's Mechaber the two, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nekuda, that also disintegrates. And we'll see. Now on the third piece, Vazochuk Matzokash Vachon Sheshita Vakadosh Baruch Hu Shmoy Beneim Hayud Beish Vahei Beisha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshatef his name and together in the Yud. It says that Ish has the Yud and the Ish has the Hey, because the Hinei the Shmoy Nasa Zivug Echad Ki Shmoy Ma'achid Mekashes and Mechir Echad Gomer. They become two halves of that same Nekuda. I must go off on a tangent for a minute. The tangent might be more again than some of the thing itself. Reb Shlomo Zalman once said Reb Shlomo Zalman and his wife Levaya said, it's routine that people ask Mechila at a Levaya of a close one, because inevitably in a lifetime a person chapter somebody else or heard someone else and they ask for Mechila. Reb Shlomo Zalman said at his wife's Mita, I have nothing to ask a Mechila for, because when people do Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, they never cross paths. That was the lesson. Now, the Shazam was saying that not Alspet Nerol Haver, which was a tremendous, which was his, he was a giant in that as well. That wasn't the point. The point he made was when two people are Neig Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, they don't cross each other's path. What it means is as follows. The only time this klal is true, that the two halves fit perfectly, is when the two halves are halves of that same whole. If I find my right shoe in one place and my left shoe in a second place in the house, then they'll fit. Even if I found one on the third floor and one on the basement, they'll still fit, because they're two halves of one pair of shoes. If I find two halves, one is mine and one is my son's, they'll be similar, they'll be kind of helpful, let's call it, but it's not going to fit. It's not two halves of one whole. The Chaimer and Surah click together because they're two halves of one whole. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad, so the Yud, the first Yud, which is the Surah, the ultimate Surah of the Bria, and the last Hey, which is the ultimate Chaimer of the Bria, slaps together because Kivikah Hashem Tzur Olam. That's the Metzius of it. It's actually started with one name, Hashem was Echad, or Shmai was Echad, and then the Yud and the Hey, each one had a branch, so we have a branch that's Mashpia and a branch that's a Mushka. But if they're not clicking, then it's not. Let's take an example to that in a different area a little bit, in Mashpia and a Mushka. Let's say you have a Rav and a Talmud situation. So if the Rav is there to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Emes to someone else, and that person is there to be Mekabel the Emes of Torah, then it fits. He understands and he doesn't understand, so he asks again, and he tells him only what's emes, and he sees what he can understand. There isn't any room for a stira, because they're both coming from with the same nekuda. Let's say the Rav is doing it because he wants parnasa, and the Talmud is doing it because he wants kavod. So it's not going to click all that great. I mean, the Talmud is not going to want to ask it because of this. The Rav's not going to want to tell him because he's tired. They're not two halves of really the same sheirish. He's coming from his personal gaiva, he's coming from his personal taiva, and it's not the same. Ish and Isha are click. The zivug is perfect in so much as they're both yoinik from the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Shlomo Zalman meant. If each one is coming with what do I have to do here, in other words, it's coming from a common sheirish, then the mela, everything has exact place where it's, the klal holds true. But if each one is coming from someplace else, it's not exactly two halves of a whole. It's like this is two thirds of one and this is three quarters of another. It's not that yachas. Akapanim, that was a mayim amuska. He says the third part is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate mezavik, in the sense that in the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the shevish of both. The mela, they both have to come together. Hinei says, יש שלוש בחינס. האחד חיימה, השני הצורה, השליש מצד חיבה חיימה והצורה. ועל זה יש היש ברורס, בין כמה קיימה, ונשמע כמה פעם. It's one of the morals, מהלכם, that he speaks about a lot of times. וכל דבר ודבר יש לעניין מיוחד. וכאשר נדע כי החיימה נקרא סכולה, חיימה is called beginning, Hatsura Nikris Tachas Veshlemus. The Tsura is called the Shlemus, the Tachas. V'chiburam Shuachayme Vatsura Hudav Vazula Shnei Achalokim. That's the third Metzius. V'kash Hashem Yisbarach Rotzalahakis Mitzrayim B'chol Mako. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Mitzrayim be'etzim. So just like if you don't destroy, if you leave over the idea, for instance, let's say somebody, let's take a contemporary example. Somebody, there's a, I don't know, the Hamas is the terrorist group, and you go in and you kill out all the Hamas people. But if you leave the ideology there, the hatred, or whatever it is that motivates them, then tomorrow there'll be someone else that will live up to it. If you kill out all the communists in one place, but the idea of communism remains, so someone else will come there. And vice versa, you could fight the idea, but if the people are there, it's not going to go away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went full force against Mitzrayim and all three Ephanim. Because Hashem Zohar Tzak Zohar Chol Maka Ba Maka Al HaChomri Shehu As Chola Ba Maka Al Dover Shehu Tzura Shehu Shlemes Ha Dover Ba Maka Al Chibur Shehu Achayim Va Tzura. There was a Maka in each one of it. Because HaTeda Ki Kasha Huka Betchila Shehu Achayim Yavala Yaheder. The opposite of Chaymer is Heder. In other words, the point of material, the point of the Mekabel is existence. And let's try to explain what that means. If I believe greatly in communism, let's say, so I have the idea, I thought about it, it's fleshed out, it's there. But until there aren't people that are affected by it, that believe it, that live it, if it didn't take effect in something, then it doesn't have a metzius. So it's just an idea. It's floating somewhere up in the air. There's the idea of communism, but there are no communists. So the thing that the Chaime gives is metzius. I have a gewaldic idea of a statue of the king standing in a certain way, leading the troops. But until it's not etched in stone, it doesn't have metzius. So the opposite of metzius is non-existence and heder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu struck at the Chaime Mitzrayim was heder. Keheder v'pasa Chaime. Lack of existence is a problem of the Chaime. Kashi yedua minyan HaChaime shalak b'heder. L'chein makas ha-dever. Dever, a plague, is be'etzem non-existence. In other words, things just collapse. Hu makam mitzad ha-chomri. U k'neger ha-sheni shu ha-tzura. Oymer b'zoyen ha-tur z'achera. Otzoleima ha-kol l'shleimus ha-nimtza shu ha-tzura. V'dov zirka cheref, ka cheref mechatech Hashem zvatle. A cheref takes something and cuts the tzura of it. When you take a steel hammer to a statue, you smash it, the pieces are there, they lost the tzura. When you flatten a coin, we'll learn that in the Gemara, if somebody's mazik, somebody else takes his makib kornis on a matbeya. So the matbeya, you still have the same amount of silver, but there's no tzura to it. Literally, there's no tzura, some matbeya to it. So you have all the chayim you had before, but it's a matbeya without a tzura. So cherev, metal, is bedar chlal machrif tzura. Well, the figure ha-kol ha-shleimus ha-nimtza because of cherev. Ke-shleimus ha-dover shu sholem v'chorev is ha-mekatz Hashem. So when it says, before we learned, that ha-yod chazoka zu ha-deva, that's the pshat is, things just lost their existence. Zorin ha-tuy is cherev, things lost their tzura. Ve'eiv ha-kadosh baruch hu hefzid ha-tzura shu shleimus ha-nimtza. Ve'omo b'moyre gadol, neged chelak ha-shlishi shu ha-chibo mechayme v'tzura. Kfar oma kimite yisparach chibo ha-chayme v'tzura kashem tzoyim yitzim na-seida, az Hashem yisparach, Hashem me'ita ha-chibo ze misnagid el ha-chibo, ubo moyre gadol ha-nimtza, v'zeo gilu shchina shem misnagid Hashem yisparach alem. Whenever there's a discrepancy, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Adam when he did an Aveira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him that did you eat from the tree I told you not to eat? He asked him, what are you doing? So he said, I heard you in the Gan, Va'ira, and I got scared. So the pshat is, anytime a person is not doing what he should be doing, where there's a discrepancy between the chayim and the tzura, the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu overwhelms him. Kol zman, when a person does what's right, like it says in the Teichacha, that v'shalach v'seichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Efkazo does good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go amidst Klal Yisrael and they'll not be scared of him. Because a person, this fright is when the Chayme and Tzura become unglued. A person, Lamashal, who gets scared out of his wits, something frightening happens, he can't function. He knows he should be running this way, and yet his body won't listen to him. Fright is a type of emotion that affects a person that his chaimer and tzura lose their sense, their connection. The person knows what's right, but he panics. He can't do it. The hands don't do what his mind tells him to do. The feet don't do what his mind tells him to do. So the gilui shchina, the mayor of gilui shchina, was keneged the chibur of chaimer and tzura. Well, klal adrash is that a klal is loyimah shabal loyimah ke'elu es ha-makah shevel ha-kadosh baruch hu hoysa ha-makah ba-kol. The makah was all-inclusive. Oysha is ha-makah shevel leim head ha-shu ha-deva v'makah zu shechs la-choyme. Oysha is ha-makah shu hefech zav ha-cherev sh-cherev hu sh-gazim ha-chat shem ha-tzura. Oysha is ha-makah la-chiba shu choyme v'tzura v'zeh gil ha-shchilik m'shu yisparah k'dei sh-ti ha-makah ba-kol v'in chelek shal ha-hoysa b'y ha-makah. So, b'meila, he says, it was all inclusive and so on. Let's just see the next paragraph now. We'll finish. V'adayin ein kan zeicha oisu meifis. There's still nothing about oisu meifis. Ki efsh yochli yosu akol b'derech ha-teva de'etzim ha-teva klal. Ki ein zi yitzim ha-teva ha-devach ha-vgil ha-shechina. All three of them are not really yitzim b'derech ha-teva. V'ina oimer b'oisu z'amata v'oisu ha-dank v'spoi l'maylo. That's the same period as before. U'pir ze amitu u'boro l'yodei b'ina v'chachma. The pshat that I said is clear and emes for those who understand Chachma. Hine is ba'alach ha-pirosh al-mayim ha-zeh v'iyah nifla. V'kasha tidaktik oid v'ta'ayim v'zeh timtza shekol advon sh'nispar l'mayim pirosh al-mayim al-amitay. All the things I said before are part of this emes ha-pirosh. Ach l'fish ha-dvarim ha-mukim oid v'yef shalvay ha-kol b'vir gom v'nochayin l'chein al-amayin l'hoizav iyim v'zeh. K'advarim ha-elo limer b'koyach svara al-amitas pirosh al-mayim. So Maral here is very, very stark about how strong he feels that the Pshat is Emes Lamitai. Let me explain it, so again, a parenthetical remark, but I think it's important. The Maral, people say that the Maral said Kabbalah in Yanim, or he brought out Kabbalah in Yanim, or introduced Kabbalah in Yanim. In a certain sense, he did the exact opposite. Zochel L'Toyv, he did the exact opposite. The Maral said like this: the mile of Chochmas Kabbalah is that you know it's Emes. That when you makabel the teichin of something from Sinai, from that this is the ultimate, the shayush tekepirish, then it's Emes, and that's what he says. This is al pidercha Chochma, and anyone who knows it, learns it, understands it. But the way to explain it is not to start with Chochmas Kabbalah. To throw in words that you don't understand, to explain something you don't understand, is not Baruch HaChom et HaKantam. You're accomplishing nothing. He's saying is, I showed you the understanding of it. The first understanding is that things don't happen just stam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Mitzrayim, so he said, what's the best fireworks I could do? Which Makkos will really be razzle-dazzle? That's not Torah. Torah is Mahalchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Megal himself. And therefore everything has to be understood as being very, very shayrishtik and very, very much organized. In other words, it's part of a picture. The Baal HaGadol says there are five things. Riyad Chazaka and Zorah Netuya and Mayur Gadol, Isus and Mayfsim, and that's the Pasuk Betzim. What are these five things? They're not just five things. These are five parts of something. And the same thing with the way Chazal fataych it. If they're saying that Chazaka is a deva, why couldn't Yod Chazaka be Shrim or Barad? It takes a lot of craft to throw down rocks. I mean, there has to be a Hezba that is going to the heart of it, that's based on Chavos Emes, and he says, you'll understand what they wanted if you miss Amik and what I said. The way to understand it is not to start with words that you don't know what they mean and remains that way. It's to be misamik the way he said. The Maral bends over backwards to explain and re-explain and in a full hekif different inyanim that he could have said in three words. Another sefer could have written v'zeh b'chinas midas din. Seder, but what do I have from it? If I don't understand it, If this is connected to Yudna Kosh Bachman, this is connected to Heya Kosh Bachman's name. Okay? That's not a chachma to say that. There's no chachma there. The chachma is, he explains that there's a mashpia and every chakra of Briya, and there's a mushpa, there's a tsura, and there's a chayma, and there's a chibur between the two. And then he's meramis to you, and he says one is going to do it, and one is going to hate. But the moral is being mad with you, that the learning starts with understanding, and the vocabulary can come in later. But that's not important. What's important is being taifis, what's being said over here. One more prat that the moral is being madgish here in how to learn opinion. He says, the moral went to two mahalchim over here. Sometimes we'll go through another mahalchim, sometimes we'll do three mahalchim in yin. They're not three separate mahalchim like, you know, in year 1530 the moral had this mahalach in 1535, yeah, that mahalach in 1536. The same inyan, just like when somebody has a concept and he uses three mashalim to explain it, he's not talking about three different concepts. I remember once in we were kids in possibly 8th or 9th grade, we had a Rebbe who was a very, very big time chacham, David Goldstein, Chaim Vracha, and he used to say a lot of mefarshim. We really learned a lot. But I remember at a bechina, it was Gittin, and the boychim of Kegel's bracha asked a kasha. One boy answered a very good bracha. He said, there are three shittas that hold like that. So I looked at him like, who are the three shittas? He said that the Feres Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit and the Vashva Rav. It's the same person. The three. I mean, it just what he used to. Rav Goldstein used to say. He used to say that the Feres Yaakov, and he used to say, you know, Vashva Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit. That was. But by him was three different mandiyomer. I mean, we were kids. I mean, that's why we were typists. I remember a big smile broke out on his face and he chaf what he was saying. The three different Hesberim, if the three different Hesberim, then you missed the boat someplace. It's three different, he's going with three different Mesholim so that you get the Nekuda that's common to all the Mesholim. When a person gives a few different Mesholim, Mashal, if somebody asks me, what is sweet? So I'd say, you know, you ever ate sugar? Yeah, sugar is sweet. You ever ate honey? Honey is sweet. You ever tasted watermelon? Watermelon is sweet. The three so if a person is a fool if he says there's three different types of sweetnesses. There's sugar, there's honey, there's watermelon. What I'm trying to say is, if I told you just sugar, you might think that granulated is sweet, like something that's gritty and granulated. If I told you just honey, you think things that are sticky. So I told you watermelon, I'm trying to get to the Nekuda Mishutefes of all the pshatim so that you have a picture. The morale's different mahalchim. He's taking apart and showing there's a common denominator in these two mahalchim. Even sometimes the moral has three, four mahalchim. If you think about it, it's a lot of similar nekudas in one inyan. So you could say this way, you can say this way, but it's shading the same thing. Whether you call it, like you said, zoch and akeva, mitzad the mashpia and the mushpa, mitzad mitzias and heder or the cherev and chtichah. It's the similar inyan, and the ikar is the havan and the tfisa, it's not just the particular words. That's what he says here, that I've said it to you. If you understand well, you understand that all the different pshatim are one pshat. It's not three different mahalchim. It's one mahalach that the maral is struggling to bring out in three different words. Okay, we'll hold it here. Left, you should share. Whatever's left, you should share.